Hello, welcome to Newsbox. It's Tuesday,
the 6th
of November. Zine is a bit blue today, and also a bit grumpy.
Yeah.
And it's nothing from Head Summer of the Month.
Yeah.
But what's the news, Zina, anyway?
Well, there's a church that's a bit wonky. It's even wonkier than Leaning Tower of Pisa, because they've done quite a good job of straightening out the Leaning Tower.
Like Superman.
Yeah, but they did it very, very slowly with lots of change.
Was it going to fall there or something?
Yeah, it was. When I went there a few years ago, they were holding it all up with these steel ropes. But it's a bit straighter now. Still leaning though, otherwise they'd lose...
lose the leaning.
Well, nobody... What
maybe
would be the point
Tower of Pisa.
I'm going to Pisa, unless you're going to see something at an angle. But here in North Germany, there's a church.
It doesn't look as precarious because it's a whole church, but it's still pretty. It's pretty wobbly.
It's wobbly. However, my favourite is this church that was built by people who were basically lots of skilled craftsmen died during the plague, and so there wasn't any skilled craftsmen left. So that. They built this spire, and look at it. It's like
that's Chesterfield, isn't it? I've been past that on the train many times.
It's brilliant. It's like the top of an ice cream.
Yeah,
because it
could be a cornet upside
down. Skewiff, but then not that badly done because it's still standing. So.
Yes, no, that was on the routes that I used to get from Oxford to York. I used to stop in Chesterfield, and you'd always have a look out the window, have a look at the twisty spire because it was the best thing to look at there. A Tory fella, he wasn't an official Tory. He's probably in the party,
right,
but he's not
a member.
Yeah, but he wasn't an MP, but he wanted to be one. He is called Nigel Hastelow. He yesterday had to quit because he said that he echoed Enoch Powell's River of Blood speech, which is all about immigration and how immigration is going to lead to rivers of blood and it will be awful. He said, damn right, Enoch Powell. And that was embarrassing to everybody, and David Cameron just had a little word with him.
Mm-hmm.
He had a word and he said,
out of the party.
Embarrassing. And he's gone now and he said, I'm sorry.
Well,
I'm not a racist, but I do believe that we cannot cope with hundreds and thousands more of those foreigners.
Mm.
This is a good story. A fruit lover found a pomegranate with a sting in its tail. Bob Lovell had eaten two of the fruits, but when he chopped two, he said two pomegranates, that must take hours to eat because they're quite fiddly, aren't they? When he chopped off the third, a scorpion jumped out at him. My favourite thing about that is the scorpion actually jumping out, like he's just been hiding in the pomegranate for ages, going, see what I'm going to do, I'm going to pounce when up.
Mm.
And he's all coiled up and ready to go, and they go, pew!
What I can't understand is why the fruit hadn't gone off, because surely the skin must have been quite badly pierced for the scorpion to be in it in the first place. So you thought you'd have noticed that something wasn't right with that particular fruit. Seems weird to me. I bet it was like the size of his thumb.
It disappeared for 4 days and it came back again.
Mm.
He sent it to Tesco's anyway. He's quite very interested in that sort of thing.
Worried about getting sued.
Macca?
Mm-hmm.
Macca and Macca divorce trial continues, but it appears that Macca's been finding little robots on the side.
Ooh.
He's been pictured canoodling with an American. She's a businesswoman called Nancy Chevelle. She's 47.
Mm-hmm.
But she's actually married
to
someone called Bruce Blakeman. He's a commissioner for the New York Port Authority.
Mm.
Anyway, that's not very well done, Sir Paul. They canoodle with a married lady. We don't know the facts. We might be separated.
We don't know any of the facts.
Really?
And I think, he's been through the mill. I think he can canoodle if he likes.
He's been through the Heather Mills.
He's a beetle. We should be proud of him. Uh-oh. Now, you know this Jill Dundo thing?
Yeah. She got killed. Barry George is accused of it. He's had 2 retrials now.
Mm. He's been in prison all this time. And he got sent down because there's a speck of gunpowder in his coat pocket. And they say, well, it's only a speck. But I think, well, if you went through my coat pockets, there'd be nothing of that ilk. There'd be other stuff. You know, there'd be blood, Love. Sweat, tears,
pre-cum,
post-cum, that kind of thing. But there wouldn't be any gunpowder.
But the point was that he had. They took away the coat. They didn't send it straight to a laboratory. They sent it to another place where they unwrapped it all and went, "Oh, what's this?" And that was a laboratory where they do test guns and things.
Mm-hmm.
So it could have picked up a speck. It's just one speck.
Mm-hmm.
It could have picked that up in the laboratory on the way because they didn't send it straight to. They didn't follow procedure.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't send it straight to be tested. That was the problem. It's very. I watched a documentary because Channel 4 had been arguing the case for him not having done it for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very convincing, actually. He wasn't.
So he
had an alibi. Yeah, he had an alibi for the time he was there. He's got severe learning disabilities and he has epilepsy and can't really remember lots of things. He doesn't. Mm-hmm. He's always quite shaky on where he was, but he had an alibi for the time of that.
Mm-hmm.
There was one witness who put him on her street 2 hours before she was murdered, but this witness didn't identify him 18 months later and she only saw him for 6 seconds. So frankly, it could have been anyone. And there were 4 other witnesses who also claimed to have seen a man acting suspiciously around the area, but none of them picked him. So the only one person out of 6 wasn't going to pick him.
Well, I mean, what I was going to say was looking at this chalk drawing,
yeah.
He didn't look like a murderer.
No.
He looks fairly friendly. I mean, the moustache is a bit out of date, but
he's a bit... He's been in prison.
A bit slow then. You know, he's slow on the fashions as well.
Ricky Gervais says he's never getting married, despite dating his girlfriend for 20 years. I'm going to put forward the idea that they're probably not really dating that much anymore after 20 years. They probably live together. They probably don't, you know, phone each other up going, hey, should we go out on dates and I don't come to the cinema?
Aww.
I'll meet you there then.
Quite nice though.
It would be quite nice, but I like to say he's been dating his girlfriend. I think it's probably a bit more serious than that.
To always have that, oh, Billy Turner post.
He'll be late. He won't be late because he's a stickler, isn't he, for being on time.
Is he?
Yeah. You know Mila Jovovich, and she was pregnant. You did supermodel and an actress. I watched a film with her in the other day, but I can't sleep. We discussed it before, because when she's pregnant, she said she really liked Greg's food. She'd gone mad with
Greg's. Oh, we like Greg's.
Anyway, she's had her baby now. Guess what she's called the baby?
What?
Eva Gabo. 2 words. Eva,
mm-hmm.
As in happy ever after. And Gabo.
Eva, as in, how's it spelled?
E-V-E-R. As in happy ever after.
Oh wow, because the name Ever, E-V-E,
yeah.
That's quite common, isn't it, Ever?
Yeah.
It's all right, but Ever is a bit weird. Mm.
Gabo, which is G-A-B-O, that's a made up word.
Is it foreign?
Maybe. She is a bit foreign, isn't she? There we go, Ever Gabo, congratulations, welcome to the world.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you'll be a beaut. Even though you probably have a craving for leaf pastry at the moment.
Oh, that's what I love now. Nice cheese and a new pasty. New Greg's.
There's been a dog Hall of Fame. Oh no, sorry, it's a Walk of Fame. And it's going to be in Battersea Park. So 6 famous dogs are going to be in there. Toto.
Mm-hmm.
Gromit.
Mm-hmm.
Lassie.
Mm-hmm.
And then
the one from Frasier.
I don't know, they haven't named them all actually. And also the dog from Harry Potter. Who's Hagrid's dog? Whose name I can't remember.
The one with 3 heads?
No, not
where
that
you
one.
Have to play
That's
flute.
Fluffy. That's Fluffy.
Fluffy and he's not even fluffy. He's
no, this is the Hagrid's just big dog. But apparently they've got someone sanding in for Toto because obviously Toto's been dead for some time.
Mm-hmm. Looks quite like Toto.
Looks quite like Toto. And this dog isn't actually the actual one, this is some of his brothers and sisters were in.
Like in Turner and Hooch when
he looks like Hooch or Turner, I don't know if I've ever seen it. I'm guessing Hooch.
Hooch when Hooch had those babies at the end and then
the man's house. Spoilt that for me now.
So what?
Spoilt that for me now.
The man's house at the end. What's his face?
Tom Hanks.
Yeah. It's full of puppies and they all shake their jaws everywhere. So there's dog spit over the entire house, but he can't get rid of any of them.
He loves them.
Yeah, and he's got about 50 of them in his house. My idea of hell, even having one dog shaking its chops at me.
I wouldn't want a house covered in dog spit, well, that's for sure.
And shoot it in the face. Julia Roberts?
Mm-hmm.
Still pretty? At the age of 57?
Is she breastfeeding her new baby? This is the question. Is there a picture of her?
There isn't a picture of that, but I think she is.
That's good, because apparently breastfeeding babies can be more intelligent, but only if they have a certain gene that somehow it works. They're more clever. Were you breastfed?
Yeah.
Oh well, I'm still reasonably clever, but I'll be quite annoyed if I find out I could have been cleverer.
I think you're as clever as is necessary, to be honest. If you're any more clever, you'd find me out.
You know that I'm just pretending not to have found you out, just to keep the peace.
You found me out?
Yes.
You found me out?
I can read you like a book, Zina Barry.
Shitting hell. Don't find me out.
Kelly Brook's got a new range of undies out, so you can get those from New Look.
Look, they look cheap.
They look cheap.
Kind of nice. Could be nice if it was done nicely, but they look like they've been done cheaply.
That woman is wearing just a bra, and this was on... This was, you know, outside, I think. Looks like it's outside.
She's got knickers on as well.
Yeah, no, but I mean, she's in her underwear and it's cold. It's winter.
She's getting paid for it.
£80 billion can be spent on presents this year, which is a lot. If you're getting something for me, you know, something small, it's fine.
An apple.
Well, better than an apple.
A bubble?
No, I like chocolate, something like that.
What about, I know what you'd like. Some, no, I'll surprise you with that, actually. It's a kind of a silly bang.
Yeah, I'd like that. I wouldn't buy it for myself. I'd like some. You know that sort of present?
Yeah.
Silly bang, yeah.
Just some common old garden rubber gloves.
I don't really wear rubber gloves. You can get special small ones for me.
I
like
that.
But look, people actually, this is quite interesting, the number of people being turned down for credit cards has soared. 3.27 million have had credit card rejected in the last 6 months.
Mm.
Which is good, I think. Yeah. Shows that maybe being a bit more...
Well, I mean, they can't go on like they're going on. Although they were saying on the Today programme this morning that, you know, the interest rate's up to like 5.75% at the moment. They're saying it needs to go up to 6%.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, the country's going to be even more fucked. But if it does go up to 6%, then lots of people with variable rate mortgages are going to be really fucked.
Mm. I've got some sports here.
Go on.
I'm going to...
understand.
What sport? I haven't started yet. It's a soccer match from America in Ridgefield. West Hill High School girls soccer team, a.k.a. the Vikings. Apparently, they've had a brilliant match. Against Ridgefield. It was one of the best matches of the season, apparently, but it was the last match of the season, and sadly they lost in a penalty shootout. The West Hill coach, Dave Flower, says it was a very good game, very even. Obviously the seniors are very upset, they didn't want to finish their careers that way, but they played hard and went down fighting, and that made them feel a little better. They gave a good accounting of themselves. So that's nice, isn't it?
Is that your big brother?
No, he's my little brother, isn't he? He's your big brother. Well, not that I know of.
Who's this an impression of?
I don't know. Oh, it's Frankie Howard.
Thank you very much. it was visual, but it was very good.
It was exceptional.
Now, I thought that this was a story about plunge bra, but it's not. It's about somebody plunging from a balcony. Presumably she must have landed in a pool. Otherwise, would it have been a plunge?
Is
a plunge when you fall into water?
No.
Where you can plunge onto concrete?
Yeah. Plunge is anything, any sort of fall.
Right, well, 30 foot from a hotel balcony.
This was the other week, and her mum disappeared, didn't she? And then she turned up dead. She plunged herself.
Yeah. Oh, and her mother's been found dead.
That's what she's saying. And her mother killed herself. She had a plunge as well.
I think I might be...
She fell off a cliff.
Going mental.
No, we've just spent too much time. This is what happens when people get married. They just stop hearing... Basically, they blank out the frequency of the other person's voice. Very much what Vera and Jack Duckworth sort of thing that would happen to them, probably.
I don't mean to be rude. I don't mean not to listen. And I know sometimes I just think...
Sometimes when you're doing news, Foxy, you do want to read ahead to the next story you're going to cover. Mm. You're not necessarily listening to the person as much.
Sorry?
Sharon Osbourne, there's a ridiculous picture of here. Sharon Osbourne, looking miserable, sat next to the quad bike that Ozzy Osbourne fell off and done his head in.
Mm.
And she's auctioning that now for a cancer charity. And there's a picture of her, she's a bit grumpy next to it. So if anyone wants to buy it...
It's a death trap.
It's a death trap. You're welcome. Sarah Harding from Girls Aloud, we talk about her an awful lot. She is denying that she looks like Pauline Fowler after a night out. Apparently she said this in an interview and she said, "No, I didn't say that. That would be disrespectful to Pauline Fowler." And she was
quite funny.
Quite funny. Well done, Sarah Harding. She's done a joke. She cracked a funny.
And
also I'd like to say a word now about Hilda Braid, aka Nana Moon, who sadly passed away today.
How old was she?
She was about 87, I think. She was certainly... She had a good news. She was also well known for saying, "Oh, Foxy!" in Citizen Kane. I didn't say Citizen Kane. That's wrong. Citizen Smythe. And, yeah, that's it, really.
Oh, bless her.
Bless what kind means.
Of... Was she in Metal Mickey?
She might have been. I can't remember anything.
I think she was in Metal Mickey.
She's been in loads of stuff. I'm sure she's done the Midsummer Murders at some point.
Yeah. I seem to think she was on the front of a Ladybird book about a pancake that rolled away from seven hungry boys. That's my memory of her, anyway.
Oprah Winfrey has got a school... apparently, for disadvantaged girls in Johannesburg, and there's been claims of abuse from some of the pupils. She's very shocked. She's been over there to chat to them, find out what's going on. And the woman who's accused of it is called Tiny Virginia Makopo. I like the fact her name is actually, first name is Tiny. Like that. So she probably didn't do it. What was a sweet,
Wasn't that your Christian name, Tiny? And then they had to start using your middle name and you started... Well, it became embarrassing, didn't it?
It was ironic.
It seemed sweet when you were a baby, because you were...
If you want your children to be thin as well as clever, breastfeed them and then let them have a lie-in. Because that's good for their intelligence.
Yeah, and if you're an adult, have a lion.
Have a lion because it's nice, it's a lovely treat.
Yeah, every day. Do it every day. Oh, poor Oprah Winfrey.
Poor Oprah Winfrey.
Yeah.
You can do the story again now. She genuinely didn't know that I was talking about Oprah Winfrey. That's why I was talking about Tiny. Look. You really aren't on the ball today, are you? You do it on purpose.
I'm not doing it on purpose.
Now, normally I can read it like a book, and I don't think she was doing it on purpose.
Did you even mention Oprah Winfrey?
Yes, of course I mentioned Oprah Winfrey. Right, well, you're going to have to listen back to this immediately.
Have a lion. I knew you'd done that. Right, tonight, give your brain a rest, for fuck's sake.
Don't watch Professor Gumpenhagen.
No, because he wants stressing. Murdering. Watch EastEnders, followed by Holby City, followed by... Give your room a bit of a tidy.
Have a sort out.
Have a sort out. In fact, that's it.
And if anyone has on video from yesterday, Mastermind, where they had a specialist round about Arisha, we'd be quite interested to see that. So let us know.
Yeah, and if anybody saw Mastermind,
property ladders on tonight, would you go for a whole bit of property ladder?
I'm not interested in property anymore.
Okay.
And but on Channel 5 at 7:30, I've just noticed that there's Chris Barry's Massive Engine. comedy actor and car fanatic Chris Barry discovers how steam engines
evolved
during the 1880s. No relation to pumping essential clean water supply to the public. Gosh.
Oh my god, there's a whole. Oh, right, no, really though. 10:35 Imagine with Alan Yentop is actually all about the font Helvetica. It's a whole hour about font.
Right.
I'll probably watch that.
Fans of Michelle can watch that. Fans of me can watch. Well, can tidy the room. Give the brain a rest.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.